Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back with more Treasures of Nadia. It is worth mentioning that the Genesis Order is 1.0. I thought he was going to release it soon because, you know, the 1.0 is out and that's like the full game. You know, Lust Epidemic is 1.0. However, according to his Grand Master status, or his Grand Master role on the NLT website, there's another update for the game coming out in April 15th. Now, keep in mind, when the game is fully complete and feature ready, that means everything he wants to add, then he'll be working on the next game, and then we can go ahead and just buy it right out as the full, you know, piece. And I want the whole thing. When we're gonna play the Genesis Order, which will probably be fucking Christmas, especially if I would, you know, stop talking, but when we do play the Genesis Order, I want it to be complete. I want it to be the whole game. So, let's get started. Alright, so where am I going? I wonder if Janet's home yet. I don't know, let's go find out. Oh, fuck. Well, hold on. He said some words, but, you know, whatever. Oh.
Hi there.
What's up?
Kaylee, can I talk to you about something? Well, yeah, I guess so. I met this girl. Oh, God. Relationship advice? Are you gonna make fun of me? Come on, Grim, let's go into my room. So, you met someone? Well, yeah, but she's a little weird. Did you hear that? It sounded like Janet. Holy shit! What is it? Let me see. It's like her mom. Why would she be looking? Oh my God, Grim! What'd I do? You're spying on her! You're spying on her too. I can't believe she's doing that outside. Wow, I never thought of Janet that way. What way are you thinking about her now? No, I just mean, well, she's... Stop watching her! You stop watching her! Well, damn, Janet. Oh my God! Wow, I can't believe she's so kinky. Does it feel good to have that in the butt? Looks like she's loving it. We shouldn't be watching this. Is she gonna come? Like a geyser. I can't believe we spied on Janet. We have to keep this a secret. I know, Grim. I feel strange now. It's okay, Kaylee. Everyone masturbates. This should be a book. Has Janet ever caught you doing it? I don't do it all the time, Grim. Well, nobody said you did it all the time. You wouldn't be able to do anything else. I know. I was just... Who did you meet? It's a girl who lives down the street. She's about your age. What's her name? Alia. That was fast. What are you doing? Going around trying to hook up? I've been treasure hunting. You're gonna get in trouble digging in the park. That's not the only thing that might get me in trouble. What do you mean? Alia has a mom named Naomi. Yeah, so? I've been fooling around with them both. What? I don't want to hear about that. Come on, Kaylee, I need someone to tell. I need to tell someone, and you're my friend. What the hell, Grim? Did you have sex? Yeah, I did. What? Why? What do you mean, why? I don't want to hear about your love life. What the hell, Kaylee? Why are you being such a jerk to me? You're an asshole. Damn it, Kaylee, I'll never understand you. We're not friends anymore. You've changed. So have you! Get out! Is this my fault or is she being a bitch? Is she really mad I left to go to school? That's a pretty selfish thing to hold a grudge over. I guess I'll just never understand. Trying to go in there. The jungle? We talking about a sterile park? Oh, hold on. There was a talisman. And another talisman. It's a jade talisman. Yay! And another! Well, that's just a regular old stone talisman. Another stone talisman. Remember, it's all those scorpions. They're not gonna let you pass.
But it's my hood.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, damn it! I left some money. Why are people just dropping money all over the park like that? There's nothing here. So this wasn't the jungle we're supposed to be welcomed to. When Axl Rose said, "Welcome to the jungle," he wasn't talking about that jungle. Let's find another jungle. Nope. A sterile key? Is that the jungle? I'm not going back in that ancient fucking temple. Not for a while.
Oh, come on, Grim. You gotta do all the puzzles.
No! I did not have enough sleep last night for that. But I will say, getting a sleep mask is the best thing in the entire world. I'm talking about just a little sleep mask that you get from Walmart that covers your eyes. Those are awesome. Because, you know, I go to bed at night. And, well, I mean, we all go to bed at night. But I go to bed almost towards morning time. You know, about 3, something like that. So, sometimes when I wake up, you know, because sometimes you wake up and, your body wakes you up, but then you go back to sleep. Well, I found out that I'm not getting a good enough sleep if it's not completely dark, at least as far as my eyes are concerned, and it'll leave them stinging and tired. So one thing I started to do is just get a sleep mask to put over my, you know, put over my eyes, so that way I can just sleep in fucking broad daylight. And I don't have to worry about that issue because there's this big, you know, it's even got like a nose guard so it prevents light from getting around to the around where your nose is. That's perfect. I even bought one for work, you know, because if I'm tired and I need to sleep like 10, 20, 30 minutes in the break room while I'm on my lunch break, I can do that. Just literally pull on the sleep mask and, you know, basically lay my head down on the table and go to sleep for a while. It actually worked because I didn't know if I could actually make it today at work. I started getting tired and I'm like, man, if I could just get to sleep a little bit. So that's what I did. And I felt great after that. It was only like 20 minutes or so, but that's all I needed to rest. I felt a lot better. So yeah, I highly recommend a sleep mask. And I also use a, what is that called?
I don't think so.
I use a Breathe Right strips. I think I'm out of the big ones. I was supposed to buy some, but I forgot. But Breathe Right strips also work, but that's more of a me thing because of my sinuses. It makes it a little hard to breathe at night. It's not that I can't, you know, it's a little stuffy. Alright. Just go to the jungle. What jungle? Went into the jungle. I wonder where he might emerge from. We're not going in there. Hey, is there something I gotta light? Light 5 torches to activate. There he is! Hey, are you alright? Can't talk, being chased!
This be?
A church key.
What could this be?
And a silver talisman. A silver talisman? Was Ash digging around in the park? Which way did he go? I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I saw a kid taking pictures in the park. When I got closer, I found something truly horrifying. What was it? He had stolen a treasure from the park! That bastard. Too bad I can't help you. I have no idea where he went.
This be?
Maybe if I wait here long enough, the thief will emerge from the jungle. Sounds like a great plan. Asshole. It's been a while since you saved. No, quit fucking harping about that. Oh, well, duh. I thought that was all the church was. Till now. Ooh. This must be the living quarters. I better be careful not to get caught. Holy shit, it's like full Metal Gear Solid over here. Holy shit, it's Madeline. I better get out of here. Some Resident Evil type music. No, wait, what's she doing? Whoa, looks like I'm just in time to see something naughty. Oh boy, I wonder what she's going to do. Okay, now don't fall down on those heels. Where is she going? She's probably taking a bath or something. Maybe I can use this opportunity to see what I can find down here.
What could this be?
Cave of Jaga. What's this? It looks like an old map. These look like the cave systems of Cape Vedra. What would Madeline be doing with something like this? Don't tell me she's looking for the treasure too. I have to compete with Claire, Sophia, and now Madeline? This is unfair. Maybe it's something else. There's more in here. You found something, a chamber key. It looks like an old key. Maybe this will open the locked door down here. You don't want to go in there. Hold on.
I don't think so.
A stone pillar blocks the path. Damn you, I shall use my mighty pipe wrench!
This isn't right.
I mean, I could, but it would make a lot of noise. It looks like this door can be opened. Ooh. Who are we sacrificing in here? Jesus, it's dark in here. What the hell is this place? Man, I don't think you're gonna find Jesus in this church. What is this? Some sort of treasure chest? Whatever it is, it looks important. Looking for something? Ah! You bratty little snoop! Ooh, she grabbed him by the ear! Tell me what you're doing.
I got lost.
It would appear to me that you're looking for something. Who sent you here?
What? No one. I'm just a treasure hunter. Snooping around is just what I do.
You're no treasure hunter. You're that boy from the funeral.
I told you, my name is Grimm, and that funeral was for Idaho Johnson. I'm his son.
Ah, yes, that treasure hunter. You'll find no treasure here, boy. Go play somewhere else.
Hey, I'm not playing. I've already made quite a bit of money hunting for treasure.
Robbing people, I assume.
No, I'm talking real treasure. And I'll have you know that I've seen what you're up to, Madeline.
What are you talking about?
I saw the treasure map in your bedroom.
Were you spying on me?
Hey, I saw a pretty naked lady. I'm gonna look.
You pervert! Disregard what you've seen here.
Tell me, what's the map for?
Do you really think a woman like me would be crawling around in a dingy cave?
I never mentioned a cave.
Fine, I have some interest in the cave system here.
You want the treasure, admit it.
What? Watch your tone, young man!
I'm going to find it first, not Sophia, not Claire, and not you.
Tell me about this treasure, Grimm.
Well, I don't really know anything about it.
You're quite eager to find something you know nothing about.
I'm a fast learner. I'll figure it out as I go. Just today I've discovered an ancient shrine.
I admire your spirit, Grimm. You sound like a master of your own destiny.
I sure am.
Perhaps I've misjudged your usefulness.
I'm not gonna work for you if that's what you're talking about.
Don't worry, Grimm. I wouldn't want to extinguish that fire you seem to have inside of you.
What are you offering?
Perhaps we can reach an agreement that benefits us both.
What do you want?
Show me what you've discovered.
It's in a dingy cave. Still want to see it?
What cave?
In the park near Estero Key.
That small, empty cave? Are you wasting my time?
No, it's bigger than it looks. There was a hidden path inside.
I will meet you at the park later today. You can show me what you found.
What do I get in return?
What do you want?
Another peep show?
You little pervert, I'm a nun, and besides, I'm old enough to be your grandmother.
Doesn't bother me.
Show me the shrine, and then we can discuss a real payment. I'll get dressed and meet you there.
Looks like this door can be opened. Oh, she took the chamber key. You no longer have it.
I don't think so.
There was some money there.
What are you doing with my daughter?
Thought I was supposed to meet her there. Meet Madeline at the park. Oh, wrong fucking place. But he said it was at Estero Key.
Hi there.
Hurry up, Grimm. I don't have all day. Come on, it's this way.
You know, there was a... Never mind.
This is it, Madeline.
Fascinating. All these years and yet still new discoveries.
So tell me, if you're not from Cape Vedra, how come you're so interested in this cave system? Why would a nun care about finding treasure?
Who wouldn't want treasure?
What is the treasure, Madeline? Tell me.
What makes you think I even know?
You have a treasure map.
That map is older than I am. Your guess is as good as mine as to what can be found in this cave system.
Where did you get the map?
You sure do ask a lot of questions.
If you want my help, I need to know some answers. Some details, rather.
Oh, shit.
That might have been important.
But you don't know what the map is for?
That map is nothing more than a record of the uncovered cave system. It doesn't lead anywhere. I have an interest in expanding that map, and that interest is mine alone. You, however, are in search of riches, and while you may or may not discover something of value, your search can be of use to me. Okay, so then we're back to my reward. What will it be? Go about your own expedition. Let's try that one again. Go about your own expedition, but come to me if you discover an unknown path through these caves. What you discovered here today is proof that my map is incomplete. I am quite impressed. How will I know if I find a new uncharted path? Take my map. Use it as you must, but pay attention and plot out anything that hasn't been explored. Expanded cavern map. And in return for expanding your map, you'll show me a little more skin? Grim! I will give you treasure if that's what you're here for. What kind of treasure? Something of value, I assure you. Okay, I'll help you out. Good boy. I'm sure you'll impress me. And off she goes. Why the hell does she care about this cave system? Whatever it is, at least she's not working against me. Maybe having more of the cave mapped out will give me an edge over the others looking for the treasure. It won't work.
This isn't right.
Oh, sorry. Well, and it's still not gonna let you do it.
It won't work.
He says it different. He says, it won't work. Says I have a larger, map, but I don't see it. Like, I'm supposed to have a larger map, an expanded map. But I can't go anywhere in this cave, so what's the fucking point? I don't have anything I can use to... Since the park ranger's at the library, maybe you can sneak around the park more without getting caught. Yeah, but there's Oh, I know what she's talking about. Hold on.
What do we have here?
Oh. There's still scorpions down there. I need 4 torches to activate. And a stone talisman. Camera repair. Broken camera, camera base, small screwdriver, and loose screws. Have all the items, use the shrine in the cave for crafting.
What could this be?
I found a ginseng plant. Can't climb that high. And those scorpions are like, bro, this is our territory. You ain't going through here. Alright. If you eat the ginseng plant, your blood pressure would go up. I wonder if Jessica has a treatment for that. Plant that can be used in massage oils or can be eaten to raise blood pressure. I got a better idea. Oh, Grim! You.
Hello.
Hi there.
Do you have more tension to release? No, but I give you this.
Take a look at this.
I can use this ginseng plant to make massage oils. I can give you 250 for such a beautiful plant. Is there another one? Hope that wasn't the only ginseng plant. No, there's another one.
What do we have here?
Yeah, it's closed. All right. I feel a burst of energy. My blood pressure is rising. I wonder if I should visit the doctor for this. Would you like to schedule another... Yes.
Good day.
Hi, Dr. Amore. How can I help you today, Grim? So I ate this plant in the jungle and now I feel my blood pressure going up more than normal. Grim, that's dangerous for you. I need to check you out right away. It's worse than I thought. What's going to happen? You'll have a heart attack if we don't act fast. Quick, take off your pants. Boy, she loves doing those armpit. That's weird, man. I guess she can, but it's just weird on me. I don't know if I could go for that. Hurry, Grim. You must ejaculate to restore proper blood flow. It's too late, Doc. I'm a goner. I can't come under such pressure. I didn't want to have to do this, but... Oh, look at that ass. Press your penis between my glute muscles. But damn, you don't have to tell me twice. The soft, pillowy skin of my bottom will encourage a faster, more natural ejaculation. Hell yeah, now we're talking. This feels amazing. Your ass is so soft and smooth. Don't die on me, Grim. Focus on ejaculating. Oh, you even smell nice. Focus, Grim. You can do it. Come on, Grim. Any day now. I'm gonna come all over this sweet ass of yours. Yes, Grim. Do it. There we go. Very good. Now relax and let your blood pressure return to normal. Sorry about the mess. It's quite all right, Grim. Your health is the most important thing right now. No. If you'll excuse me a moment, I must clean up. Was I really gonna die from high blood pressure? Seems unlikely. But I'm not complaining, her methods are amazing. I wonder how long I can milk this arrangement. Intelligence boost. Rare treasures will now appear more often until you've found three.
I don't think so.
It's a machine of some sort. Maybe something cool will happen if I turn it on. Grim, what are you doing? I was just messing around with this machine. That's an X-ray machine, Grim. We have to be careful with that. Turning it on shorts our security system if we don't deactivate it first. Oh, sorry. I hope I didn't harm your security system. Are you feeling better, Grim? Oh, yes. Much better. Thanks for helping me. I studied reproductive health back in college. It's come in handy with you. I'm happy to be your doctor, Grim, and I'll keep you nice and healthy. I guess I'm glad I came back to Cape Vedra and found you. I'm very sorry that you have such a condition. It must be difficult for you to maintain sexual relationships with such an oversized phallus. Funny you bring that up because I actually had sex earlier today. How intriguing. I'm curious as to how you manage. You must be very limited in penetration range. Not really. I was able to get fully inside of her. Are you being serious? In all my studies, I've not heard of such penetration depth being reachable. I'm telling the truth. I'd love to showcase it for you. Grim, I cannot accept such an offer as a woman of principle. Besides, I've never had an experience even close to that which you would offer. It would not be a healthy exercise for either one of us. Well, the offer is on the table. Putting it on the table, folks. I'm your doctor, Grim. Even doctors need some love. You don't have anyone at home? If you're asking, I'm single, Grim, but don't get your hopes up. I'm married to my work. Is it healthy to work nonstop without a break? You got me there, Grim. Perhaps it would be favorable to my patients to get more rest. How about we get out of here for a break and go get some drinks? You're clever, Grim. It would be hypocritical to turn you down at this point. I can take a short break. My afternoon is light. Great! Have you been to the Full Mast Bar? A few times. I love that place. Such a nice atmosphere for having a few drinks. Sure, it's nice. Come on, Grim. I'll dive. Well, we're gonna go into the ocean and swim to it? No. I'll drive. Ooh, that's your car. Come on, Grim. Hop in my car. Let's go. Oh, wow. Dr. Barbie. I mean, pretty much, right? She looks like a Barbie doll. Nothing wrong with that. Nice car, Jessica. You must be doing well here in Cape Vedra. I've never been to a city with a clientele that cares more about their health. Ever since last year, my patient numbers have skyrocketed. I'm sure everyone loves you, Jessica. You're a fantastic doctor. I love what I do, Grim. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So you never got married? No time. I always imagined I'd settle down at some point, but the longer I go, the more I feel comfortable with my life choices. But you're so hot. Guys must be hitting on you all the time. Oh, Grim, you're so silly. People are just friendly. Do you find me friendly? Of course, you're a very nice guy, Grim.
She ain't gonna fuck you, bro.
Well, I mean, damn, she's already done come close. You can't say, hey, he's a nice guy. He's been fucking her ass. Well, not quite. I mean, he got close. She's got an ass, though. We will admit that. I love this place. I actually know the bartender here. Oh, this should be fun. It must be nice having a bartender friend. Don't expect free drinks from her. She's kind of a hard ass. Hi, Tasha. Who's your friend? This is Dr. Amor. I've seen you here before, Doc. You know Grim? He's a patient of mine. Nice to meet you, Tasha. Have a seat, lovebirds. I'll be your server. Oh, we're not dating. I'm just taking a short break before getting back to work. I assure you, Grim here thinks it's a date. Thanks for all your help, Tasha. Can you leave us alone now? Let me know your drink orders first, dummy. So tell me, Grim, what's your story? I grew up here in Cape Vedra. Never left town? On the contrary, I've been to lots of different countries visiting my dad. For his job, what does he do? He was a treasure hunter, but he died recently. I'm sorry to hear that. Honestly, didn't know him very well. Oh, really? Well, I knew him really well, but only from what I read. I never got to spend a lot of time with him. Your father, was he Idaho Johnson? Yes, you knew him too? I've read about him in Treasure Hunter magazine. He was also from Cape Vedra. That's right, but he was never here long. He had a house here that he gave me in his will, but it was empty when I got it. So what are you going to do with it, Grim? I'm renovating it myself. You have a job here in Cape Vedra? Well, I'm trying to become a treasure hunter, like my father. People are always talking about treasure hunting in this city. Is it true that this is a good place to find treasure? Technically, it's illegal to treasure hunt here, but the city likes to encourage tourists to come anyways. Sounds like you know a lot about this business already. It's in my genes to be a treasure hunter. I'm sure I'll succeed if I try hard enough. You've got drive, Grim. I admire that. Thanks for keeping me company. I should return to the office now. It's been nice talking to you, Jessica. If you ever need a treatment, don't hesitate to stop by my office. Getting lucky again, Grim? Hey, a treasure hunter is never far from harm. It's good to know a doctor. You're not a treasure hunter, Grim. Stop saying that. It sounds so lame. You still think it's all a bunch of nonsense, don't you? Of course, Grim, you sound like another tourist. I talked to Sophia Vesper earlier about a new expedition going on in Cape Vedra right now. Are you pulling my leg? No, there's several teams quietly searching for a massive treasure, and I've got some inside clues as to where it's located. You really spoke to Sophia? Of course I did. Sophia is scared of me. Ha ha ha, now I know you're lying. It's a treasure hunter business. You're not really interested in that, though, right? What did Sophia say? Doesn't she have bodyguards? How did you get close to her? I have my ways. Come on, tell me. I'm not revealing my secrets. Sorry, Tasha. You're useless. You should be glad I can keep a secret. You're never gonna let me live that... Excuse me, you're never gonna let me live down that restroom incident, are you? I thought you liked older guys, not older women. I like accomplished individuals, someone with confidence. Naomi's ticking the right boxes for you? You've had a taste of her, what do you think? I think she's a tasty treat. Something we agree on. You're naughty, Tasha. Yeah, so what? You only live once. I like that attitude. How about we have some drinks? Right now, I'm working. It's slow. Besides, you only live once, right? What are you up to? Trying to get me drunk? Maybe. You'll be drunk long before me. Prove it. Okay, little man. First to stop drinking is the loser. And what does the winner get? You can give me Naomi. Hey now, that's a big bet. I'm not giving her up like that. Scared, Grim? Fine. And if I win, you've got to dance for me. Ha! Easy. Topless. What? Scared? God damn it, Grim. Fine, you're on. Let's go. I'll go first. Ooh. Hold on. Ooh. We can't, like, save right now. Take a drink or pretend to take drink. Nothing to it. Your turn. You won't win, Grim. Hey, you're not drinking, cheater. You got caught cheating. Don't drink too much. Try pretending when Tasha isn't looking. Nothing to it. Your turn. You won't win, Grim. Your turn. Give up, Grim. I got this, Tasha. Just quit. Damn, Grim, you're better than I thought you'd be. I can go all day. Ugh, what the hell? Still doing fine. I can't take it anymore. I can't get drunk on the job. You win this time, Grim. Pay up, Tasha, unless you're chicken. You think I'm scared? This isn't the first time I've done some stripping. Prepare for a show, you pervert. Nice, Tasha. Too bad I don't have any singles. Soak it in, little man. Ogle over this body you'll never get to touch. You got one hell of a body, Tasha. And I'm sure you're dreaming of touching it. Let me grab those honkers. No touching, Grim. Ah, fuck! What the hell? Ah! Grim! Oh, but hey, Emily, I was just... gonna run! What was all that about? Was the barmaid stripping for you? She lost a bet. So that's your game, Grim. You're going around town trying to wager for your pervy fantasies? Hey, that's not fair. Tasha and I are just friends. Must be very close friends. Where the hell did she go? I wanted to get a drink or two. Sorry, girl. This clumsy Ophir spilled a drink on my top. That's not what I heard. Or maybe we were about to start fucking right here on this table. Care to watch? What? Tasha, what the hell? Do you want a drink or not? Some friend you have here, Grim. Come on, girls, don't fight. Stop wasting my time. The bar is closed. No, it isn't. For you, it is. Hey, you can't kick me out. Then stay here and let's all fuck each other. Are you drunk? You smell like alcohol. I'm not drunk. You're drunk. That's it. I'm leaving. What the hell, Tasha? Do you have to fight with everyone? Oh, shit. Damn! Bruh! She straight up Mortal Kombat kicked him all the way the fuck out the door. That was like a kiss of death. He got kissed and kicked. What is that? It's like kissed. He got kissed out of the bar. Fucking crazy shit, guys. Damn it, that hurt. What's wrong with that girl? Hey, asshole. What? If you're gonna goof around, maybe next time call first. Here's my number. You'll come over to my place? Your place? Maybe I'll stop by if I'm drunk enough. Hot damn, I did it. I got Tasha's number. I better make sure my place isn't a mess before I invite her over. Now, to that. At least make sure these girls have a TV to watch. But, I'm not exactly Mr. Money. Actually, I am Mr. Money.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Let me see.
Let's
see what we've got here. Two silver talismans. We can just sell all this shit.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yes, I do. Give me a second.
What's new?
Nice to see you.
Yeah! Look at that! I got 3,000 now! I'm gonna buy a TV! Color TV! Got a TV! All that other shit you can't get! Hell no! I still ain't got that kind of money! I'm flyers! 4,000 dollars for an end table? It must be made of gold. What is a Calathea? I can get that fucking purple rug, and then damn, I can't even get the green curtains. The shutters are $7,000. Man, I tell you, everything is high rolling up here. If you don't have any money, you're fucked. I can't even buy a chair! That's about how much a chair fucking... That's how much a recliner costs now, like a good one. I can buy some flyers. No. What was I trying to buy? The damn rug, right? And the Calathea. And the dragon tree. There, I bought every damn plant in that motherfucker. You have a new rug. It's still shitty, but we got a TV. All right. The security system in the doctor's office is broken. Also, there's a camera repair manual in the park you should read. I know that. Key card. We don't need a key card.
I don't think so. What could this be?
Some loose screws.
What do we have here?
And a camera base. Oh, not going through there. Oh, there's a ginseng plant. See how them things are growing everywhere now? Working camera. Looks like Ash was able to snap a photo before the ranger chased him out of the park. I wonder what it is. Oh! Wow, it's Claire. Ash must have caught her looking for treasure. Claire is so hot. Too bad she's my enemy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not gonna get that open anytime soon. We'll save before I... Ash is over by Squall Mart. Give him back his camera. That I fixed up. He ought to give me money for that. Like 10,000 so I can buy something cool. Like, what, we got TV and a couch. Do we have a couch? Yeah, we got a couch and we got TV and we got this little rug and we got a plant. That's fine, right? It's very minimalist. Don't need a whole bunch of bullshit, right? Ash, what the hell? What were you doing earlier? I was in the park, minding my own business and some other people's business, when I saw this shiny object in the ground. So I dug it up to take a look, and sure enough, it was a silver treasure. I was pretty happy about finding it until that dumb park ranger jumped out of the bushes like some crazed lunatic. I ran like hell, but then I dropped my bag of stuff. Speaking of which, I found your stuff, but your camera was broken. Damn it. Not a problem, though. I fixed it. Here's the church key and that camera you dropped. Wow, thanks, dude. You're a pretty nice guy. What about the treasure? Did you find that? Nope. Oh, okay. Well, at least I got my camera back. Be careful next time, Ash. That park ranger means business. I saw Sophia heading to a mansion with a group of people. I better hurry over to the church and see if I can get a good shot before they get inside. He doesn't need that treasure. That was me, a plant, and I don't know what the fuck is this. Sunscreen. Okay. Hold on, there's something else here. Recipe chest. A chest that sits next to the crafting shrine, which contains all used crafting scrolls.
Hey there.
I saw Sophia walking into her mansion with several people, but before I could get my camera ready for a shot, they were inside. Who was she with? I couldn't tell, but I really need that shot. Hopefully they leave together and I can see who she invited over. Can you get a look inside the mansion? Not without sneaking onto the property, and I'm not about to cross that bodyguard of hers again. What do you think is going on? Your guess is as good as mine. Whoa. Deep inside Sophia's mansion.
Trust and reputation. It's what our business is built upon. This assignment will be a bright mark on your storied career, Miss Gray.
Thank you, Miss Vesper, for this opportunity. I won't let you down.
I know you well, Miss Gray. Your reputation precedes you. But I must ask, do you know me?
Of course. Your rise to the top has been impressive, Miss Vesper.
You know what I've done, and what I can do.
Yes, Miss Vesper.
Show me the medallion. I said, show me the medallion.
Miss Vesper, let me explain. You have no idea who I am.
Where?
The treasure of Nadia is a myth. What have you been doing with my money?
Please, Miss Vesper, look at it. It's real. They were here. You've been operating behind my back to line your own pockets with riches that don't even exist. The Nightfire pirates fled to Cape Vedra. It's the Teakpok that chased them here.
How do you know?
I assure you, Miss Vesper, this will lead us to them.
I didn't say a word, Claire.
I know.
What's your plan now?
Nothing's changed. We continue as planned. Sophia wants information on the Teakpok, and that's what we'll find.
And the treasure?
If we find the Teakpok, and we find the Nightfire Pirates, If we find the Teakpok, we find the Nightfire Pirates, and if we find the pirates, we find the treasure.
Don't get us killed, Claire.
Fortune doesn't come easy, boys.
That was cool.
Look, someone's leaving the mansion. It's the redhead from the park and two army-looking dudes. It's Claire. What's she doing in Sophia's mansion? Damn it. My camera battery's dead. Shit. Do you think Claire's working for Sophia? Yeah, of course. Sophia wouldn't still be getting her hands dirty. Claire must be doing the dirty work. Sophia's looking for treasure. This is perfect. I need to get a photo. Gotta run, Grim. I need to go to Squall Mart to get a new battery for my camera. Hopefully I can catch them with Sophia again. What are they up to? Something big is here to discover. I need to figure out what Claire knows. Ten 10% completed. All that in just 10%. But we got 90% left of the game. I literally have just like 5 minutes left, so we're almost done with this one. Let's see. Can do a few more things.
Hello.
I've got a new battery for my camera. But now I've lost the redhead and her army buddies. It's too bad there isn't a better vantage point than the church. That nun there scares me. Well, the best vantage point is probably the lighthouse. You can see the whole city from there. I tried going to the lighthouse. That old dude living there told me to leave. You're talking about Albert. Yeah, he's picky about who he lets up in the lighthouse. Better leave me to my work, Grim. Need any help?
Not right now, lad. I'm busy.
Well, I guess that didn't work.
Hey there.
Oh! I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. Your love potion contains Felbin Serum, which is a prescription antidepressant. I can't sell your product over the counter. Well, shit! I thought this could happen. We'll need to devise a new formula that doesn't use it. It shouldn't be hard to do. It'll just take some time. I'll give Amanda a call. Brad, isn't it? Yeah, that's me. Looks like you'll have to wait to buy our love potion. Emily here says the store can't sell it yet. Come back to me when you have a new formula. We'll stay in touch, Emily. Well, damn, it's too bad you can't sell that stuff. Your barmaid friend busy today? Are you jealous, Emily? You're not gonna trick me again, Grim. You're just trying to get into my pants. Hey, come on. I mean, yeah, you're really pretty, and maybe I think we could have a little fun. I'm not going to just sleep around with any guy who wants to have fun. Maybe you need some of Brad's love potion. Too bad you aren't allowed to sell it. I was lying to them. I can sell it. Huh? Felbin Serum doesn't require a prescription. I just made that up. What? Why'd you turn them away then? I got the lab reports back. Every ingredient in that potion is local. So, we can make it ourselves. We don't need to pay them a dime. How are you so sure you can replicate it? I'm a smart girl, Grim. With the lab report, I have all I need to make it. Whoever made this gathered all the ingredients from plants and chemicals that can be obtained close by. I think whoever made this just stumbled on it, and none of these ingredients are expensive. Mostly. How long will it take you to make it? I want to buy some. Maybe you can help me. Do you still have the sample bottle? Yes. I'll help you if I can have it. Grim, I need that. I need it for study. If I can pull this off, I could make a lot of money undercutting Amanda Bancroft. Who? She's the owner of the Love Potion brand. I did a lot of research after I saw the lab reports. Okay, it sounds like you know what you're doing. What do you need from me? I need the chemical Felbin Serum. How do I get that? There's a plant called Philweed. It's rare, but can be found in the jungles here. Okay, I can do that. I also could use some fresh ginseng. There's plenty of it in the jungles as well. Okay, I know what that looks like. What else do you need? Well, I'll tell you once you find the plants. Okay, I'm on it. Philweed can be hard to find. It's not there.
What do we have here?
Pardon me. Sneezing. Come on, it's this way. Let's hurry before that ranger comes back. Wow. Okay. Claire! Grim! You're working for Sophia. I saw you at the mansion. What did you tell Sophia? Huh? You tried to steal my medallion. Why? Why did Sophia send you to spy on me? No, I talked to Sophie at the library. She left her mansion? Yeah, it wasn't easy, but I got past her bodyguard. She was looking for some South American artifact. Do yourself a favor, kid. Don't talk to Sophia. What does she have you searching for? Tell me! You're getting yourself into trouble, Grim. You don't want anything to do with me or Sophia. Trust me on that one. I should follow them. Well, you know, torches aren't easy to find. Damn, a dead end. They must have crossed the river somehow, but I'm not risking drowning. That river looks rough.
What do we have here?
Philweed plant. It looks like this native ruin is loose. Maybe I can move it to see what's under it. Oh, fuck, what the hell? Looks like a bunch of rats and roaches were hiding under it.
What could this be?
Flopping fish. You've unlocked new lures at the bait shop. Wow. Naomi Gallus profile. Naomi is in an unhappy marriage to Sam, staying together for the sake of their daughter, Alia. She loves drama and is a master manipulator. She enjoys being around people and living life on her terms. She wants those closest to her to enjoy life as much as she does and will do what it takes to free them of the boring and unhappy lives she sees them living. Okay. She's got a high sex drive, high social energy, medium wisdom, medium toughness, and high friendliness. She's 39. Damn. Really close to her age. 5'9". Cup size G. That's nice. You can now find this character profile in your album. I didn't even know where that was. This rock here looks weak and crumbly.
It won't work.
I got the fail weed. Okay. Now, before we go ahead and make the serum, I'm going to go ahead and stop because it's kind of getting late and I've got to bring you guys some discipline as well. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord and we will see you guys next time with more Treasures of Nadia. Remember, 1.0 of the Genesis Order is now out. It came out It came out April 2nd. So April 2nd, April 3rd, it should be up. Definitely go ahead and check it out. It should be on Steam. Right now, that's the only place it's on. Of course, the Patreon and his main website. But you kind of want to wait a little bit because his main website, of course, he'll have it, you know, as a regular paid download, and you won't have to pay an expensive tier of the Grandmaster. You can, you know, it's almost done. You know, it's like, I don't know what he wants to do because he said there's another update coming April 15th. So that should be the final update. I need to change the calendar around. Forgot to do that too. Yeah, so while I'm here, I'll get us out of March and into April. There we go. Okay. So, I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Treasure of Nadia. Stay tuned.